Yes, Minnesota Vikings football is back tonight from Western New York. It's the Vikings and the Buffalo Bills to kick off the 2017 preseason.
It's the preseason opener. The first game of the 2017 season.
New team, new people, same journey. It starts tonight. Let's go out and ball out. You know this group right here, it's playmakers. It all starts with us.
Hell yeah.
We'll go as far as this team will take us.
Yeah.
Let's go, fellas. Ball out on three. One, two, three.
Ball out.
A chance for veterans to recalibrate, to get ready for game action once again. And for unproven rookies, it's an opportunity to make their case for the 53-man roster.
Let's go. Here we go. We've been playing with great technique all spring and summer. Now it's time to play with great technique and speed.
Hey, let's go.
Hey, execute on three. One, two, three.
Execute.
Boom! The 2017 preseason is in the air. So the Vikings wearing their purple jerseys, white pants trimmed in purple and gold. The first offense will head out onto the field for the first offensive series of the 2017 preseason.
With veteran running backs Jerick McKinnon and Latavius Murray on the sideline, rookie Dalvin Cook took the field with the first team offense for the first time as a Minnesota Viking.
We're going to get a lot to look at Dalvin Cook tonight.
Cook runs, Cook catches, and that's something that he does very well, Pete. He catches the ball. Taylor shotgun. He steps up in the pocket, and he's sacked by Everson Griffin. Everson Griffin gets the first sack for him of the preseason.
The defensive line picked up where they left off last season. They kept pressure on Buffalo quarterbacks throughout the night, forcing quick decisions and miscues for the home team.
He had a good rush, John. He had a good rush.
And not rushing.
He had to go back to you.
Yeah, everybody did.
He closed his eyes, too. Rolled out outside.
I should have had him.
He turned on his speed out there. It was over.
I ain't catching him.
Yeah, it was over.
Left in trouble. Everson nearly had him. Taylor gets out away from Daniil Hunter, sprints right. Daniel hoists the white flag and a run out of bounds on the Viking side of the field.
I wish we'd been playing some more, though.
No, I wanted another series.
Done. You in. I got you, Johnny.
With one starting linebacker spot open, many players are getting a chance to show their worth. First-year linebackers Ben Gedeon and Eric Wilson aren't first in line for the spot, but played much of the final three quarters.
Okay, so you got to get your helmet, or you can get the other helmet, all right? They'll bring it to you.
So these young linebackers are getting a lot of snaps, getting a lot of good looks.
Oh, I think he's definitely going to make the team, and it sounds like he's going to get ample opportunity to actually crack this starting lineup.
Swatted away by Eric Wilson. Undrafted linebacker, sweet on the drop for number 50.
A competitive position throughout training camp has been wide receiver. Rookies Rodney Adams and Stacy Coley are two players fighting for the roster spot. Both seized their opportunity with impressive showings in game one.
Keenum fires down inside the five, and it is caught by Coley the Cane. Stacy Coley makes it first and goal. Vikings from the 2-yard line. Stacy Coley left. Makes a toss left, floats it out to the right, caught Rodney Adams, reaches for the end zone, touchdown Vikings! Rodney Adams, the rookie receiver from South Florida, caught a touchdown from Taylor Heinicke, and Minnesota leads 16-3.
Go, Rodney!
The first game of the season provides a steep learning curve for many players out of training camp. Now, head coach Mike Zimmer sees room for improvement in many facets of his team's performance.
You know, really, there were some good things. Still a lot of things to work on, but I still like how the way this team works and how they respond to things. So we'll get better this week.